Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Hey guys, this is Casey at the Cryptid Corner. For this week's subject, we're going to be talking about something that doesn't sound exactly spooky or creepy to begin with, but that it kind of is when you really think about it or when you really hear the story. We're going to be discussing black dogs. Now, some audience members or listeners may already know like the story and the lore behind black dogs, but it's not as simple as just like black dogs in general. Like, so not all pet owners need to be weary now that you've heard there's some sort of specter or lore associated with black dogs. So just to dive right in, a black dog is a motif of like a spectral or demonic entity found primarily in the folklores of the British Isles. The black dog is essentially a nocturnal apparition, in some cases a shapeshifter though, and it's said to be associated with the devil or described as a ghost of supernatural, like hellbound sort of creature. Its appearance was regarded as like pretty much the epitome of death. Like it's stated in several different stories that like if you were to see the black dog, and death's not far behind you. It is generally supposed to be larger than a normal dog, and often has large glowing eyes. Sometimes they're red, sometimes they're yellow. It's depicted several different ways. It is sometimes associated with electrical storms, such as Black Shuck's appearance in Bungay, Suffolk. And it's also with the crossroads, like places of execution and ancient pathways, or places that are supposed to be weak between like our world and the spirit world. The origins of the black dog are difficult to discern, however, like where exactly it starts, although they're primarily talked about and discussed in the British Isles and places, you know, in that section of Europe. It is uncertain whether the creature originated in the Celtic or Germanic elements of British culture. Throughout European mythology, though, dogs have often, like, they're always been somewhat associated with death. Some examples of this are in, and I'm going to butcher this, I know for sure, because it's in Welsh, and there's no way I can speak Welsh. It's C-W-N-A-N-N-W-N. So I'm not going to begin to try to pronounce that. And then the Norse example would be Gamir, and that's G-A-R-M-R, and Cerberus, I can say that one, Cerberus from like the Greek mythologies, and all of those examples in different like cultures and stuff, they were all said in some way to be the guardians of the underworld or associated with hell in some sort of fashion. The association seems to be due to the scavenging habits of dogs, and it's possible that black dogs, they're like in the survival, like the black dogs are kind of like the surviving belief regarding like those stories and stuff, like the what associates like dogs in general, or you know, canines with guardians of the underworld, things of that nature. Black dogs are generally regarded as sinister or malevolent, and few such as the Baghurst or Shuck are said to be directly harmful. Some black dogs, however, such as the Girt dog in Somerset and the black dog of Hanging Hills in Connecticut, United States, that is, and we'll get into some of the different locations and stuff and stories and what they believe a little later in the episode, but those two stories are said to behave benevolently, and some known as guardian black dogs guide travelers at night onto the right path, or guard them from danger. So there are some examples of black dogs not being evil or malevolent, just, you know, to a T. In the United States, though, the legend of a small black dog has persisted in Meriden, Connecticut, since the 19th century. The dog is said to haunt the Hanging Hills, a series of rock ridges and gorges that serve as a popular recreation area. So I'm assuming it's like they have hiking trails, and it's like a tourist attraction kind of thing. The first non-local account came from W.H.C. Piken in the Connecticut Quarterly, in which it is described as a death omen. It is said that if you meet a black dog once, it shall be for joy; if twice, it shall be for sorrow; and the third time, it shall bring death. New England black dog tales come from like the southeastern Massachusetts area, and it's known by some, like that area is known by some as the Bridgewater Triangle. In the mid 1970s, the town of Abington, A-B-I-N-G-T-O-N, was reportedly terrorized by a large black dog that caused a panic. A local fireman saw it attacking horses. local police unsuccessfully searched for it. At first, they didn't see the black dog, but eventually a police officer sighted the dog walking along the train tracks and shot at it. Apparently, the bullets had no effect on the animal, and it walked off, never to be seen again. In the lore of, like, long-haul truckers, which the dog stories that most people have heard has been associated with truckers and, like, white line fevers and stuff. So in the lore of the long-haul drivers, seeing a black dog with red eyes in your peripheral vision is a sign of a fatal crash being imminent, and that you should pull off immediately. Some think the dog is just the eyes beginning to subconsciously close, causing a black spot in the corner of your eye. And, you know, so it's kind of just associated with... You know, you've been on the road so long, you've been up and things like that. And so when you start to fade off to sleep or whatever, your eyes might start playing tricks on you. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that there was also a movie, maybe it had Patrick Swayze in it. I could be wrong, but I think it was called Black Dog. And it may have been kind of perpetuating that stereotype or lore, or rather, I'd say. We'll get into some of, like, the other tales from other places in the world, such as Scotland, when we come back from this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. So, starting with Scotland, like the Muckle Black Tyke is a black dog that presides at the Witch's Sabbath and is supposed to be the devil himself. The Scottish black dogs also serve as treasure guardians near the village of Murthely, however you pronounce that, is a standing stone, and it is said that the person brave enough to move it will find a chest guarded by a black dog. In Wales, the black dog counterpart is, once again, a word, it's Welsh, I am not beginning to say it, it's G-W-Y-L-L-G-I, or dog of darkness is what it roughly translates to. It's a frightful apparition of a mastiff with a baleful breath and blazing red eyes. Also related are the spectral, I can't say this word either, it's C-W-N space A-N-N-W-N. So I'm sure there's other people that are more familiar with the Welsh language, I am not. But that creature is connected with the other world realm of Anwen, it's A-N-N-W-N, referred to in the four branches of the Mabinogi, M-A-B-I-N-O-G-I, and elsewhere. However, they are described being dazzling white rather than black in, like, the medieval text. Another ghostly black dog is said to haunt St. Donat's Castle, and some witnesses claim it to have been accompanied by a hag. So in Asia, there are tales very similar, like in India, the Mahakahan Jataka of the Buddhist Pali canon includes a story of a black dog named Mahakanaha, or the Great Black, led by the god Sakura in the guise of a forester. Mahakanha, you've heard me try, scares unrighteous people towards righteousness so that fewer people will be reborn in hell. His appearance portends the moral degeneration of the human world. When monks and nuns do not behave as they should, and humanity has gone astray from the evil, they're not quite ethical any longer. In Arabia, there's more to this, and I'm sure I'll cover them in an episode. The story of, like, the jinn, which are also known as genie and other things as well, but although they're not necessarily evil, but often thought as, like, malevolent entities, they're thought to use black dogs as their mounts. Like, they'll ride these black dogs, and negative depictions of dogs probably derives from their close association with eating the dead, relishing bones, and, you know, digging out graves. The jinn likewise is often said to roam around graveyards and eating corpses. These characteristics kind of relate them to each other. So that's not really a story of a black dog necessarily, but it's really interesting that it's tied to the jinn and that black dogs are mentioned. And like I said, we'll cover the jinn in an episode, I'm sure. In pop culture, like, the legend has been referenced many times. One of the most famous ghostly black dogs in fiction appears in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Hounds of Baskerville, where a large dog-like creature haunts the family estate. Sherlock Holmes is brought to determine if the dog is in fact real or supernatural. The story makes use of folk tales where, like, black dogs symbolize death, as we had mentioned before. Another famous ghostly black dog may be found in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, The Grim, a giant spectral dog that haunts churchyards, is the worst omen of death, according to Harry Potter's divination teacher. Professor Trelawney, I haven't read Harry Potter, so I'm not super familiar. Another reference to the legend can be found in the same book, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Padfoot being the nickname of Sirius Black, and he's like an amorphous, or what is it called? Enigmagus? I can't say it, from Harry Potter. He can turn into a large black dog and is mistaken as Grimm by Harry. I think he was more like a werewolf. I watched the movie, but it's been some time ago. And that's all we really have for pop culture references. And that's also all we have for the black dog this week at the Cryptic Corner. Once again, I've been Casey. I'm your host, same host every week. You can check out any cryptic merch that you want to gather or purchase or buy for your friends or birthdays or whatever have you at crypticmerch.com. I'm still in the process of trying to figure out new designs where it's not just the name of the podcast and also cryptic and stay creepy, the catchphrase that's on the merch. I'm working on getting some graphic designs as well. For new listeners and maybe even current listeners, you can follow the Cryptic Corner on Facebook and find bonus content like videos. There's one up there now from my trip to the Devil's Tramping Ground that my buddy Aaron Sutton, who's also in an episode, joined me, and we kind of just did a video of what it looked like. We went there, and in the works, we're also going to probably try to pick a day once it warms up here in North Carolina to maybe even camp there, maybe do a follow-up video, and then maybe even a follow-up episode after that. Also, every week I post a photo album that's regarding the current week's episode, depending on whenever you look. And you can always find the photo albums for the previous episodes as well, but the photo album releases on the same day as a new episode does, which is Sundays at 4 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time, so that's when the new episodes drop. But I post photo albums on there, so you'll be able to find a photo album with an episode number and name that has photos that reference a lot of the creatures that we talk about in those episodes. And also, you can always reach out to me at CaseyCryptic@gmail.com if you'd like to be a bonus guest on the show, or if you just want to reach out with a personal experience with cryptids, lore, or anything strange. You can always email me there if you have any questions regarding the show or things that you'd like to see. You can reach me there. And if you're enjoying the show so far, be sure to rate and review it. It helps grow the show tremendously, and maybe get some more people on board with hearing these stories of these creatures, lures, and whatnot. But that's it. That's all we have for this week, guys. Stay creepy.